Hello and welcome to a Radio Current Affairs summer special. I'm Mark Colvin. Getting children to school has been at the centre of the federal government's Indigenous policy. In the remote APY lands in South Australia's outback, there are a number of obstacles for children getting an education. Truancy officers in the region are having a mixed impact. In some schools, attendance rates have actually fallen. But one program having an effect is the Wiltshire School. The innovative boarding school in Adelaide is keeping a connection to country while giving students a secondary education. Natalie Whiting has the story.
Okay, fellas, time to get up. It's 6:05.
It's an early start for the students at Wiltshire Boarding.
Hey, Adrian. Just woken up. Just after 6. How you feeling?
Tired.
Have you gotten used to the early starts after a few years here?
Yeah.
Adrian Peel is one of 8 students completing Year 12. It's the school's biggest ever graduating class, and he's a long way from home. Adrian's from the small community of Indolkner, which is a 12-hour drive from Adelaide.
Yeah, it was pretty hard moving out of families, coming to a place where just, you know, it's mainly traffic and stuff. It's pretty hard getting away from family.
Were you a bit homesick for the start?
Yeah, I was. Then a couple of weeks later, I got to know other kids and got along with them very well.
There's almost 80 students at the boarding complex, and they're all Indigenous. It's split into 4 areas: senior girls, senior boys, junior girls and junior boys. Each has its own outdoor area, and there are football fields and basketball courts spread between. Most of the students are from the South Australian remote APY or Anangu Pitjantjatjara Yunkajatjara Aboriginal lands. Some are from communities across the border near Alice Springs. Communities in the APY lands are among the most isolated and socially disadvantaged in the country.
I suppose the whole strength of Wiltshire lies in the fact that it was originally and started by a group of vulnerable women from the community of Ernabella about 30-odd years ago, and what they decided that they wanted was a better future for their daughters. And eventually that grew to the point where, at some point in that 30-year period, the Education Department of South Australia got involved and have resourced it ever since. It's gone from a homestay program to a group of hostels, which were operated by Aboriginal hostels, to the point where in 1997, Wiltshire Boarding was established at Northgate in Adelaide, and it was an old hospital, and we've spent the last however many years that is making it fit for purpose and turning it into what is now become, for many people, another Wiltshire community in Adelaide.
How important is it for the success of Wiltshire that it has those origins within the Wiltshire people?
The fact that Wiltshire and the communities have governance, operational control as it's known in this state, of this organisation and all of the schools that we are affiliated with under the South Australian Education Department, I suspect we'd have far fewer students, it wouldn't be nearly as successful, and you wouldn't have people actively wanting to send their kids here, and you wouldn't want kids actively wanting to be here.
Anthony Bennett understands how far the students have come, not just in distance, but also in the cultural shift of coming from the outback to living and studying in metropolitan Australia. After working as a teacher and a principal on the lands for several years, he now runs the Wiltshire Boarding House.
When I first came to Wiltshire, the number of kids that weren't able to stay here for a long time was high, you know, and the prime reason is that kids used to just say, you'd say, what's the matter, Johnny, what's the matter, Cedric, and they'd go, I'm homesick, and they weren't really able to articulate what that meant, but ultimately, you know, that led to them being very sad, you know, and just absolutely wanting to go home, and, you know, we had to make that happen, of course. It's not rocket science. If you are a distance from, and it doesn't matter how far the distance is, but if you are a distance from everything that you know, family, land, country, language, culture, everything you've ever grown up with. And when that is so different to what they experience in metropolitan Adelaide, it's really easy to put it, to coin a term, they're homesick. That's not really what it's about. They are desperately out of their comfort zone. So what we've done over the last 8 years, I suppose, we've developed a transition program. So the kids are encouraged to come down in year six, hopefully again in year seven. That process has really worked really well. Now, either Cedric is going to say, yes, I do want to go, brilliant. But Cedric might also say, no, I don't want to go, brilliant as well. We don't want to set any kids up for failure. They've got enough issues to deal with in their life. They don't need another disaster. After that, once kids are here, you know, we're still very aware of that, and all staff are. So communication with home, it's got to be easy, it's got to be quick. So if a kid wants a phone, they get it. If they want to talk to grandma, they get it.
Make lunches first, boys!
Staff in the dining hall are kept busy in the morning. 40 boys line up for a breakfast of baked beans and porridge. The girls have already been through and eaten. The students all make their lunches while they're here.
So, Kieran, what's for lunch?
Just ham, some bread.
Kieran Van Horen is one of Adrian's classmates and is also about to graduate. His community is even further out.
I'm from Kenmore Park in the APY lands. It's next to the Musgrave Ranges and around about 1,040 kilometres from Alice South. At my community, there's only a school, but no clinic or shops there. And the school was pretty good when I first started off when I was a little kid. I don't remember what I did back then, yeah.
How many years did you do school there?
I went up until year eight and then came down to Adelaide for a school trip. That's when I found the wheelchair.
And so why did you decide to come to Wiltshire?
Because I saw some of my friends here, that they was here already, like, going to school. And so I decided to come and see what it's like.
And you obviously liked it, you're still here?
Yeah, I liked it. Sometimes I didn't like it because, yeah, I was getting homesick. But now I'm graduating this year and, yeah, I don't want to leave now. I'm gonna stay.
When you first came, you mentioned homesickness. Obviously, it'd be a big change from Kenmore Park to being in Adelaide all the time.
Yeah, it was a big change. But I had some of my friends who made me come back. Like, I really wanted to stay back at home, but I was thinking, nah, a few of my friends are there. I have to come back and go to school with them, and yeah.
The school has been growing and becoming more popular. So popular that students now study in two locations.
Okay, Woodville High School students, we're going to the bus now. If you'd like to meet us on the bus, Woodville High School students, we are departing in a couple of minutes. Thank you.
While the younger students head to a local high school, Adrian, Kieran and the other seniors head to Windsor Gardens Vocational College.
Okay, have a good day. See you guys, everybody got a seatbelt on, please.
For many students at Wiltshire, they'll be their first in their families or even communities to finish Year 12. School completion rates in areas like the APY lands have always been stubbornly low. Less than 40% of Aboriginal children in Australia's remotest areas complete Year 12.
Do you remember the three kind of areas we were looking at?
Confidence, eh?
Yeah, confidence is one of them.
Adrian seriously considered not coming back for his final year, but a football program with Port Adelaide and the support of his family got him across the line.
It's hard, you know, being away from family. But, yeah, family's who the one who forced me to come here, graduate.
Did you ever think you'd stick it out here 5 years, finishing Year 12?
Nah, not really. You know. It went fast the last 5 years.
With the end now in sight, Adrian is planning to return to Indalkina.
I'll probably go back home, play footy down there, and probably work at school. Yeah.
Oh, so you'd like to work at the Indalkina school?
Yeah, Indalkina school. Probably work with the upper primary or not the younger ones, probably give me a headache.
I reckon they might. And what's the school like back there? A bit smaller than here, obviously.
Yeah, it is. But during the past years, our school has been, you know, upgraded more.
And do the younger kids like going, or are they not a big fan?
Nah, probably not.
Kieran doesn't think he could have finished school without coming to Wiltshire. Kieran's hoping to get a job at Prominent Hill Mine near Cooper Pedy when he finishes up.
It's much easier now because I'll be getting my SACE, like completing it, that'll be easier. So I'll just get the job straight away instead of going to TAFE.
Your mates from back home that didn't finish off school, are they a bit jealous seeing what you've been up to?
No, not really. I think they will be when I get the job at mining.
The principal of Wiltshire School, Ashley Dorr, says the decision 4 years ago to send the senior students to a vocational college is helping with retention rates.
Sort of making them see that, yes, you go and you do secondary school, but then it can lead on and you can keep on going and you can complete secondary school and you can go on and do other things as well. One thing I must mention is that over the last 4 years we've had a very strong driver education program, and I've got no doubt that that's been a big incentive for retention in those senior years to come back and do your driver's license. And some of the little kids in year 8 and 9 are starting to say, oh, if I keep on going, I'll be able to get my P plates before I leave Wiltshire, and that's going to be really good.
Something that's very difficult to do on the lands.
Well, yes, because it's 70 hours of driving with a fully accredited driver sitting with you who can mark that off for you. Roads aren't so great up there. There's not a lot of opportunity to do it properly. I think it's a really strong thing to work in favour of preventing some of the accidents that occur now. Really strong, very important.
The Year 12 students are completing their SACE, the South Australian Certificate of Education. One student this year is also getting an ATAR score, which is used for university entrance. Down in the school's woodwork room, Kieran is doing furniture making for his vet course.
At the moment, for furniture, I'm building a chair with speakers. I call it a boom chair. Yesterday I started putting in the speakers and cutting the holes for it.
While the Wiltshire students attend some regular classes at Woodville High School and Windsor Gardens, they also have separate lessons.
It's not just that they come from remote communities, but English for all of them is very much their second language. So that's another layer that makes it quite difficult for students to suddenly travel almost 2,000 k's and come to a very diverse and busy place and just continue with their secondary schooling. I think the network of teachers is what actually makes us successful.
School attendance on the APY lands is low. There are 10 community schools on the lands. Several of them have attendance rates of between 50 and 60%. Hundreds of truancy officers have been working in remote communities under a new plan from the federal government. In the APY lands, the officers have had mixed results. In some schools, there have been improvements, but in others, attendance has actually fallen. Children can complete Year 12 in the community schools, but it is very difficult and relatively rare. While day-to-day attendance isn't an issue at Wiltshire, cultural business can see students miss weeks or months of school. Adrian missed a term of school when he was initiated and became a man in his community.
I know you obviously can't tell me much about it, but I understand you went home to be initiated. Did you have to take some time off school for that?
Yeah, probably the hardest thing, you know, leaving Indalkina. Yeah.
Yeah, was it tough feeling a bit disconnected from that?
Yeah, it is. You know, been here for the last 5 years.
You obviously went back for men's business. Was it difficult to come back to Wiltshire after doing that?
Yeah, definitely. I found it a bit difficult, you know, coming down here from back home. I wouldn't become men, but brothers and, you know, cousins and stuff, families back home should be proud, because those who forced me to come here.
Have you gone back a bit now that you're a man? Have you been going back and doing stuff in the community with that when you're not at school?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Going back home, doing stuff, you know, even doing men's business. It's been a hard challenge for me doing this and that. And, you know,
living in two worlds.
Yeah, it's been hard.
Ashley Dorr says Wiltshire does its best to work around cultural business.
It is a difficult issue for us. Men's business is highly prized, obviously, by the men back in society, and consequently by most of our boys. And That can make quite a difference to a young person. That can take them out of school for a term. When I was first at Wiltshire, that was considered to be the end of your schooling. So we would hope that it was delayed, because otherwise it just really prevented a number of young boys from actually completing school. That's turned around totally. A number of our students at the moment are Watties. They've been through men's business. They and their families have chosen to come back to school, and you just get on with it, and it's quite matter of fact now. And another thing which can have quite an impact on what we do is funerals. There seem to be an inordinate number of funerals. Some of our school communities are really work with us closely around that, and at their end they'll encourage families to just get students to come back maybe for a couple of days to attend the funeral and then go back again. Some other communities may have a different view of that and might have expectations around young people going to sorry camps, which can take them out of school for quite a long time. That is disruptive to what we do here, and we try and work with that as well.
For the Wiltshire students, education doesn't stop when they get home from school. Back at the boarding house, they have a long list of sports and activities to choose from. Aside from a driver's licence, several students also get their bronze medallion, which allows them to work as a lifeguard. Most of the Year 12 students are completing their Gold Duke of Edinburgh Award. The award counts towards the student's Year 12 certificate and involves a range of projects and community work. Kieran and three classmates are spending a Saturday morning volunteering at an animal sanctuary.
We're going to be working in this paddock here, and it's the swamp wallaby paddock. So what we'll do, we'll work around this area here, and basically we're going to be raking up the ground, picking up all the poo and the leaves and the sticks and all that.
We come out here a few times a term to volunteer and help people, getting my safe points while I do this. Yeah.
As the boys head back to Wiltshire after a hard day's work, the junior girls are enjoying a fire pit in their outdoor area. Tinkama Wells, an elder from Ernabella, is visiting. She's cooking rootail and damper in the coals while the girls watch on. When the rootail is done, she starts teaching one girl how to slice off the meat.
They love watching, seeing me coming and visiting them, and to make kids happy, yeah, and support.
I know a few of the kids I've spoken to were saying that they tend to get a bit homesick and miss being out there, so is this giving them a bit of a taste while they're still here?
Yeah, it's really important for... When they graduate, they can go back home and, you know, look up the community and family.
So they're learning both cultures then?
Yeah, both cultures.
Mr. Bennett believes fostering culture at Wiltshire is one of the main reasons behind the school's success. He says he's starting to see the longer-term benefits of Wiltshire.
When you boil it all down, Wiltshire really is all about building the capacity of community. It's a long-term gig, it's a long haul, it's about generational change. So although, you know, by the end of this year, 62 maybe, people will have finished their Year 12, many more of their kids will.
One of the people most excited to see Kieran Van Horen graduate is the principal of his old school, Tuppy Ruff. She's one of only two teachers at Kenmore Park Unangoo School.
He was always an avid learner. He was always curious about this and curious about that. So it's really, really great to see where his, you know, where his educational learning has taken him.
He's obviously one of eight kids graduating from here. Does it make you proud?
It does, and it makes me sad because I can't attend any of his graduation. So because I can't attend, I'm going to actually have a little ceremony for him at Kenmore Park, and I'm getting him a little cap and all that, you know. I don't know what you call it, but, yeah, he'll have one of those to say, hey, I've finished.
The federal government has flagged Indigenous boarding as part of its plan to bridge the education gap. Ms. Ruff says the Wiltshire model is working well.
I think why it's working well here, it's Aboriginal controlled, and there's more Indigenous kids here, or Aboriginal kids, because there is some boarding schools in Melbourne and Sydney, and I'm not quite sure the sincerity of those boarding schools. And I'll probably get my bum kicked for that, but you have more contacts here because you have more Ananu people around here that can actually calm the kids down should they get really homesick.
And I know in terms of other policies on the lands, there was suggestion, which the federal government seems to have backed away from, but of linking welfare payments with school attendance. Do you think that would work?
I think, personally, I think it could do more harm because if you take the money away from them, then who's going to feed these kids who miss out? I do believe that parents have to be penalised somewhere, but taking the money away, especially if they've got more kids there, well, who's going to feed those kids? It has to be more on better parenting skills. I think we should be focused on it from a secondary or a SACE point of unit that, okay, let's do a parenting skills. This is what it entails being a mother. This is what you're going to have to do. And it's your responsibility to that child doesn't stop when it gets out of Kimbisies.
Wiltshire's success means it's almost at capacity.
We've now got to the point where we've got a problem, and that is that we've got too many senior students. Well, not too many. You can never have too many. But what that means is retention is improving rapidly. The pattern clearly is that each year more and more and more kids are wanting to do it.
So what will that mean for Wiltshire? Is this going to, in the future, mean you need to expand, or can you accommodate more students wanting to continue?
We can accommodate 90 kids here. If we became a place of 200 kids, etc., I think we'd become a sausage factory for a start. We wouldn't be able to have the relationships that we need to have with the students and their families. But more importantly, because of the complexities and the backgrounds of these kids, it's important that we can provide all of the support that we need, and you know, retention rates would drop, I've no doubt about that.
So what's the answer if more children do want to come?
Easy. Open up more Wiltshires, but not bigger ones.
Do you think Wiltshire could be replicated in other states, or you know, if another one was needed in the future here in Adelaide?
What we do is a pretty solid model. And over the last few years, Wiltshire has been approached on a number of occasions by Commonwealth departments, etc., in various places. And a couple of boarding schools have been built in Australia to cater for Indigenous kids, and they have used the Wiltshire model. But we've been very careful to advise, OK, here are the operating principles, here are the things that we think make boarding work, sort of underlying principles, if you like, but you need to apply it in your local situation.
Ashley Dorr agrees the program works well because of its small size. Most of the students return to the APY lands once they finish school. Job opportunities on the lands are limited, so Ms. Dorr wants to see more tracking of what becomes of former students.
It's certainly true that even the first generation of students going through have quite, I think, a high esteem for being employed and have a higher regard for education. So that can only grow stronger, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all to the 2014 Wiltshire Secondary College graduation formal.
Hundreds of people, many from the APY lands, have turned out for this year's graduation.
And that's the cue for our Year 12 graduates to come in.
Adrian has stepped out of his footy boots and into a bow tie for the event.
Ah, oh, so proud. It's been a hard decision coming down here for the last couple of years. So proud of myself.
Yeah. And have you got some family here tonight?
Yeah, I've got my father with me, little sister with me as well. Yeah.
And how are they feeling?
Oh, they're so proud of me.
And you reckon you're going to be encouraging kids back home to come down here?
Yeah, definitely. I'll probably work at the school next year, get students that just sit around doing nothing, get into school so they can have something they love to do.
Yeah, so you'll be out there trying to get them through the doors?
Yep.
By the time graduation rolls around, Kieran has been offered a job with the local police at Kenmore Park. He's decided to shelve mining and try to become a fully fledged officer.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself as well and my friends. Last year there was only one student that graduated, and there's 8 of us this year.
As the night winds down and another year draws to a close, there are hopes the Wiltshire graduating classes will only grow in the future.
Natalie Whiting reporting. You've been listening to a Radio Current Affairs Summer Special. I'm Mark Colvin. Thanks for being with me.